Let's pray together. Father in heaven, thank you that we are who you say we are. And we thank you for the identity that we have in Jesus Christ as we celebrate our identity, and not only our identity, but our promise that we enjoy because of faith in you. Lord, I pray now that as we continue the celebration service, that we would indeed be reminded of your church, the glory of being part of it, and the beauty of being part of it. And Lord, I pray as I always do, that no one would leave this service less than what they came in with. So Lord, I pray that you would just bless us this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Time for the kids to go to Kids Connection, and I believe today it's junior high that get to go. So we have the air conditioning working. Woo! Okay. No promises that it's going to last. All right. One thing for sure is, as the board continues to make decisions, at some point we're going to have to update the system. So that's just something that we're going to be dealing with in the future and go from there. And by the way, before we get into content this morning, I just want to also remind you that next week we are starting a brand new series for the entire summer, July and August, and we're calling it our Summer Sampler Series. Now, this series is going to be a lot of fun because we've picked passages that are difficult or challenging or inspiring, and we get to kind of deal with these passages. They might be problematic passages for you. They might be encouraging passages to you, but we're going to have... I've picked kind of a whole bunch of passages that I think are really going to be exciting for us to go through. So hope you'll be with us next week as we start our summer sampler series, all right? And in fact, I'm going to tempt you because next week we're going to look at a passage out of Genesis that makes no sense being in Genesis. All right? So there's my little, throw the lure out there type thing, okay? So, okay. All right, it's a celebration Sunday, and I know how many of you were blessed last week with the baptisms? Like, seriously. That was just an amazing service. Thank you for those of you that were part of it and enjoyed that. But as a celebration service, we're gonna take a moment today to celebrate a couple of things at the church that are ministries that are really important. You may have not thought of these ministries, or you may not have even known that these were part of the church ministry here at Village Green, but we're gonna highlight them today. But I do wanna start with a bit of an introduction, and I'm going to go to Matthew 16, and we're going to look at a passage in Matthew 16, and let me give you the background. Jesus and his disciples have just walked into the region of Caesarea Philippi, okay, in Matthew 16. Now, the city was known as Panias, okay, because that city celebrated the god, the Greek god Pan, and there was all kinds of emperor worship, you know, like, how do I describe this? What would it look like if Jesus suddenly landed in the middle of New York Times Square? How out of place would he seem? What kind of a challenge would it be with all those screens advertising, you know, technology and this whole world that we live in, and suddenly Jesus shows up in the middle of Times Square? For some people, they would see him as an incredible intrusion. For other people, they would say, oh, wait a minute, you know, is all this glitz and glamour and the way that we're living our lives, is there more to life than just this? That would be the challenge. This is kind of the scene that is being set up as Jesus walks into Caesarea Philippi, because everything imaginable that is happening in that culture, all the different gods and goddesses that are worshipped, all the different emperor worship and worldviews and philosophies that are prominent in that day are there. And in fact, there's a cave there that people believed was the entrance to hell, that Pan would descend into the belly of the earth every winter and enter into Hades or hell at that time. And Jesus walks into this place that represents all of humanity, that represents what we can be proud of as achieving on our own. And he brings his disciples in, and he says to his disciples, who do people say that I am? And Peter makes this beautiful confession at this time. And Jesus says this particular sentence. Now I say to you, Peter, that you are Peter, which means rock, and upon this rock I will build my church, and all the powers of hell will not conquer it. Okay? Now, I'm only going to deal with this, I will build my church. I'm not going to deal with the whole Peter thing and his confession and all that stuff. For the reason, in April, we're going to do a 10-part series on the Apostle Peter. So that's a temptation. We will deal with this passage. We'll deal with all the Peter stuff in that passage, okay? But what's significant that I do want to tell you is that Peter is the unlikeliest candidate to be building a church on. Peter's not the kind of guy that you would say, I'm going to build a future with this guy. All right? You need to understand that, okay? So this is highly unlikely. And what it tells us is when it comes to building the church, you matter. You might not think you matter. You might not think I have the gifts or I have the things that God's looking for, or I have the knowledge, all the theology, all of that kind of stuff. That is the worst thing to think. In fact, that's how Christ builds his church, with people like you and I. That's the beautiful thing about the church. I call this particular passage building according to code. Okay? All right? If you're going to build something and, you're attaching something to your house, you have to build it according to code. Okay? If you're going to build a church, you build it according to code. All right? You build it, according to what Jesus has prescribed about building the church. Okay? This is really, really important. I'm going to, deal with this a little bit more, because the fact of the matter is sometimes we can build the church in ways that does not honor Jesus. We can build the church on personalities. We can build the church, on a doctrine, on the day that we worship. We can build a church, as an attractional thing because, it's cool music and there's a sage on the stage. We can build it in so many different ways, okay? But this passage tells us that if we're going to build a church, we build it according to code. We build it according to Jesus. So how does Jesus build his church? I am going to give you what we call the four R's. I don't know if you've ever heard this before, but this is the way that Jesus builds a church. Here are the four R's: through rescue, reorientation, renewal, and rest. This is what we mean by this. I don't know if you've ever saw this, but Jesus rescues us from our sins, okay? Through his death, his burial, his resurrection, we become forgiven. When we come to a place of faith, we become, children of God, because we are now forgiven. We are now people who Jesus has rescued us from sin and death, okay? Not very popular in our culture, I know, because you ask most people, do you need to be rescued? Most of them would say, not a chance. In fact, all I need to do is reform myself, okay? And I've said many, many times, the best that we can humanly do to ourselves is reform ourselves. Only the Spirit of God can transform us. Okay? So this is really important. Jesus, first and foremost, builds a church through the people that he's rescued. And acknowledge that. And in fact, that's why we worship, because we're so thankful that God has rescued us. That God has brought us into a proper relationship with him, a proper relationship with God, and a proper relationship with ourselves. Okay? Reorient, okay? We are, this leads to the next one. We're reoriented. We have a whole new identity, okay? We have a new purpose, and we don't grow, we grow to become more Christ-like. And to become more Christ-like, we become more the person that God intended us to be. That's, you know, that's a beautiful picture of growing in a way that is beyond the limitations that we have humanly. I've said many times that the Spirit of God is given to us because it allows us to grow beyond our natural human capacity. Natural human capacity. Renew is this new meaning in our lives, a new recognition that I matter to God, that, you know, and then I serve others. This renewal that happens that Jesus has placed in our hearts to serve others, to care for others, to love one another. Okay, that's another series we're doing next year, is all the one another passages. Okay, and the last one is to rest. How many of us have said we get to rest in Christ now? Okay, that's, you know, you're not a believer here if you've, you know, everyone that is a believer in this room and online, you've gone through those stages. Almost every biblical passage that talks about spiritual growth can be categorized in one of these labels, okay? So this is the beautiful thing. This is what Jesus does to build the church. Every single person here has been rescued, has been reoriented, has been renewed, and is resting now in Christ. Okay? You might not have ever thought of it that way. And you know, bring in all those spiritual passages that the Bible talks about, what Jesus talks about doing in your life. This is the four kind of building blocks of a church. And imagine, this is all the building blocks of a church. People that have been rescued, people that have been renewed, people that have been reoriented, people that are resting. What place does conflict have in a church? Okay? So we've all been touched by that. All right, so now the question is, how does little old Village Green allow Jesus to build his church? Okay? Now, you might be offended at the word allow, but as I said earlier, we can get off the rails. If we think church is all about personalities, all about, you know, the people that have this charisma and draw people in and we're excited, blah, 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 and all that kind of stuff, or we're bent on, you know, being a church that does exclusively this kind of stuff or whatever, and we kind of relegate Jesus to the, you know, right, to the outer outskirts. You know, Jesus is cool and everything, but that's not what we build our church on. Okay? So what do we do here? Like, this is a conscious question, I think, for us as a church, and a conscious question for us here in leadership. So how do we do this? Okay? You know, the reality is we can't rescue anybody. We can't reorient them. We can't renew their lives. We can't transform them. We can't do any of those things. Only Jesus can. Only Jesus can. What we can do at most is help facilitate an environment that people meet Jesus. Okay? Unfortunately, people come to church I heard Carrie Newhoff say this at a conference a number of years ago. You know, people come to church to meet Jesus, and sometimes, unfortunately, all they do is meet us. So how do we do this? You know, I think there's a couple of things that we do intentionally as a church. And, you know, you may have seen this, you may have felt this, but this is something I think we need to continue to cultivate. Number one is by making Jesus real in our own lives. The more that we make Jesus real in our own lives, the more Jesus becomes real in the church. Okay? I would love to say it's about the collective thing, but, when we embrace Jesus in our own lives in a real practical way, that is contagious, okay? As a Christian, you can be contagious in one of two ways, like a disease, okay? Or, right, very attractive, and I guarantee you, you read the Bible passages about being contagious, it's about being attractive, that the scent of Christ is in your life. And the more that we allow Jesus to be real in our lives, the more Jesus is going to be real in the church. Okay? All right, here's the other thing is many of you know that we've talked about the invitation of asking people to explore life, and that's the second way, by inviting others to explore life through the way of Jesus. You know, one of our taglines here at Village Green is explore life. Just come and explore life. Explore what life is like, you know, through the way of Jesus. Because we believe Jesus taught us a better way, a better hope, a better life. Like it's just all better. Period. Like you can't get a better life than a life with Christ. Like, bar none. Okay? So that's how we're doing it here at Village Green. So I want to take a moment. We're going to play a couple of videos. Okay? I want to introduce this first video. And then I'm going to ask Julianne to come up and talk a little bit about this video. All right, so I'm just going to get out of the way and play this video, and then we'll come back up in a minute, okay?
Like David, I want a faith like Paul. I want to sing like Silas, tearing down the prison walls. I want to face that fire, it won't burn me though. God's got my back, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. I want to walk like Moses, right through the rains. One day I'll see that promised land, no more the slaves. Though the fear is talking, no, it can't take out my heart.
Praise the heaven seated on defeated highest in
Like Jesus, that kind of grace. I wanna live like I've got no more precious time to waste. I'm gonna give him glory with all my things, 'cause there's no greater, stronger, higher name, and that's who I praise.
So as you can tell, we had a pretty good year. So one of my big things with the youth, we say it every week when we meet up, is that I want us to learn about and practice the way of Jesus, and that's number one. And I'm really big on discipleship, and then the fun happens alongside that. And so I'm just so excited. Those are like all the smiles you see and all the happy faces, but that comes from a commitment that a lot of these kids are coming out every week and learning really great things. We did some studies on, we finished a whole like 2-year study on the whole biblical story of the Bible and how it all points to Jesus. We did something about, we did a series of on baptism, and we were able to welcome 2 people who are connected to our youth group into baptism, which was lovely. We did a series on friendship, and that's a big thing I wanted to celebrate, is just how awesome these kids are becoming friends with each other and the leaders, and that just, you can see the joy and the transformation through it, and the deepening of faith is happening, and it's awesome. We've had opportunities like Adullam Camps that I'm a part of. We started an initiative for young men called Adullam Arrows, and that's what those paddles were. They got to make some paddles, and that and the camping trip at the end of the slideshow, that was kind of like a really cool thing for our young boys. And when I first started, we didn't really have a lot of boys coming out to youth group, so that was like a huge praise report. And we were able to send the girls to the Yakira thing at the beginning of the year. We took all the kids to Radiate who wanted to come, which is up north at Pioneer Camp, and that was really awesome. So we have so much to celebrate this year, and I just wanted to say, if you are going into grade 6 through 12, you can come on out, join us in September. It'll probably start like mid-September, but it's Monday nights from 7 to 9, so come on out. It's a fun time. All right.
Okay, that's number one. We're going to play another video. Now, it's not in English. There's going to be English subtitles, and you're probably wondering why we're showing this particular video. But I will tell you after, okay? So here's the second video that we want to play for you.
Коли Ісус воскрес.
Ісус Христос прийшов на землю, щоб спасти нас.
Ісус Христос, коли Він прийшов в Єрусалим,
на осіку.
Люди там його кидали йому ветки під листя.
І люди казали, що вона чиятіли.
Але він був сумний, бо він знав, що вони його зрадять.
Якісь погані люди подумали, що він не настоящий Бог.
Потім ввечері він з учнями пішов на вечерю. І вони святкували Пасху, він помив всім своїм учням ноги.
Він сказав, що один із вас зрадить мене.
І всі учні почали питати, чи то я, чи то я. Потім Юда встав і пішов. І пообідав з ними, чи поснідав. Не пам'ятаю. Вечеряв.
Взяв хліб і сказав, що це моє тіло, і дав учням з'їсти це. Потім він взяв вино і сказав, що то його
що то його кров, і дав учням, щоб вони попили. І потім Ісус і його учні пішли на гору, і він помолився, а учні спали.
Прийшли поганці і цей і хотіли забрати Ісуса.
Ісус сказав, чого ви вийшли посеред ночі на мене, як на з мечами, як на якусь дику тварину.
Навіть корону йому дали.
Колючу.
Пилат його запитав людей, чи вони хочуть Ісус, щоб він жив, чи щоб його він вмер. І всі люди сказали, щоб він вмер.
Заставили нести величезний хрест на гору.
І там дядя один прийшов і йому допоміг нести хрест.
І на горі
прибили його цвяхами.
Ну, він Божий син, але він в тілі людини, і коли людина страждає, це дуже больно, і це було больно.
Коли його вбили, його зняли з хреста,
після розховали.
Де він був вже помертий?
Воїни цей залишились там, щоб ніхто не забрав Ісуса.
І потім Ісус воскрес. Ангели пішли.
Спустилися з неба і сказав, що він Ісус не мертвий, він воскрес.
Ісуса так нема.
І двоє Ісусів учнів прибігли туди і побачити.
Пітер прийшов.
І камінь був от цей, откручений.
Ангели прийшли з неба і сказали,
що ти шукаєш живого із мертвих.
І Ісус прийшов до них, і вони побачили, що то був Ісус, і побачили на його руки і ноги. Там були дірки. Потім їх завіз кудись, на гору.
Він сказав учням, щоб вони оббили те, що він робить.
Там два ангели потім прийшли і кажуть, чого ви дивитесь на небо? Ісус вже на небесах. Потім всі вони пішли розказувати людям про Ісуса. Він цим показав, що він дуже всіх нас любить.
Він прийде назад і забере всіх своїх.
So why do we show that? How many of you know that that video was recorded and produced right here in this building? How many of you know that we have a podcast studio in this building that this ministry actually rents the studio from us, and there are two Ukrainian ladies who with their families left when the war started and came to Canada. And they met each other in a really kind of only a God way. They met each other and started this ministry. I think they have 14 employees now, or like anyway, they have a number of employees now that produce these videos. And these videos are the Sunday school material for Ukrainian churches in Ukraine, Europe, North America, and beyond. That is so cool, isn't it? That is so, so cool. All right, I pray you've been blessed with this. We could go on and feature all kinds of other stuff, but there is a lot happening here There's a lot of ministries that are touching people's lives, and we just wanted to celebrate a couple of things that, you know, have really been blessed by God here at Village Green, and we're really thankful that we have that opportunity to partner with ministries such as this. But it's my privilege right now. We want to welcome a couple into membership this morning as part of our Celebration Sunday. So I'd like to ask the elders to come up. Also, Rob and Rachel McDonald, would you come up here, please? Yeah. Now, there should be a membership slide, I think, at the end of that with a passage. Wonderful. Thank you. Rob and Rachel, I'm going to put you right front and center. I know I'm not comfortable in front of people. Neither am I, actually, to be honest. But Rob and Rachel McDonald have now been accepted into membership, and we wanted to introduce them to you this morning. We're really thankful when people want to partner with us in a very real, tangible way as part of the church. And we're really blessed. I've read your testimonies and really blessed to have you as part of Village Green Community Church. And every membership, we do read a passage, in this particular passage out of Colossians 3. And let the peace that comes from Christ in your heart rule in your hearts. For as members of one body, we are called to live in peace. And always be thankful. Let the message about Christ and all its richness fill your lives. Teach and counsel each other with the wisdom he gives. Sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs to God with thankful hearts. And whatever you do or say, do it as a representative of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through him to God the Father. If I could have either Kathleen or Ernest, you were the ones that did the interview. Would you mind praying for?
I think Ernest is going to pray. But I did want to say that with the message and making Jesus real, your testimony made Jesus real. And we thank you for the power of Jesus working in your life. It is privilege. But Ernest would like to pray.
Oh. Okay, sure. Could you join me in prayer, please? Yes. Almighty God, we thank you for bringing Rob and Rachel to us. Thank you for the joy of participating in this interview and getting to know them. And Lord, in our interactions, they mentioned that they just want to serve you and they want to grow. And we thank you, O God, that you have accepted the challenge and you will know them as well and you grow them. And we thank you for what you are going to do in them, in their family, and in their lives. In Jesus' name, we pray with thanksgiving. Amen.
Rob and Rachel, on behalf of the church, I want to officially welcome you to Village Green Community Church. Thank you very much. Yeah. Come on. Yeah. Make sure that you take a moment to welcome them as well. I'm going to invite the worship team to come up and to sing the very last song. Thank you very much, guys. Yeah, absolutely. Appreciate it. Thank you.